wasn't the prettiest of games here tonight, but still it was tough shooting, especially in that first half. Guys got moving in the second half there, got some points to, or some baskets to finally drop in, and he finally escaped with the victory. He had to like the defense, but just to survive in advance, I guess you could say.
They just completely took us out of anything offensively in the first half, and we had no structure. We had no rhythm. We forced a lot of things and took shots. You know, they weren't necessarily bad shots. They were just sped up. You know, we need to get our shots in rhythm. And they, you know, they took Jordan away and, you know, face guarded him and tried to keep the ball out of his hands as much as possible. And that's the first time really any team's done it with any kind of success. So when that happens, we have to have our other guards understand that he's getting taken away. So we've got to stay back and bring the ball up the floor, and we've got to have other guards, you know, set up and initiate our offense. And when they took him away, we just didn't. You know, I thought our guards kind of ran away and didn't really take control until the second half. You know, Marshall stepped up and handled the ball for us a lot of the times to get us set up in our offense. And, you know, obviously we were more effective. But, you know, the first half, they really took us out of our game.
They did, and it felt like that they with one person they would have on Jordan, they'd find another one after he would get the touch there. They'd find another one to help out on help defense.
Yeah, you know, the first half was mm-hmm. was just so out of control for us. You know, we called a timeout and told them what we wanted to run, and we didn't even come and line up in it correctly. So, I mean, I don't know if we were just so sped up that we were having trouble thinking or what, but, you know, we were really just really, really sloppy. And you know, but, you know, we do sneak out with the win and you know, probably a great learning experience for our other guards, you know, to understand when other teams take him away, that they've got to be a bigger part of, you know, handling the ball. So, you know, learn from it and go on, and luckily we get to do that. But, you know, the thing about playing somebody and face guarding him is you're not going to overhelp, you know, off of him. So in that second half, we were able to put Jordan in position where he was screening a lot of the time. You know, when he's screening, if his man's not going to come off of him, we're going to get layups. And we were able to get the ball, you know, to the basket quite a bit more in the second half.
Yeah, you were, and you mentioned that Marshall Froh starting guys off big, and then Reed Brunswick missed a couple of ones early on. He hit back-to-back shots. Those are big, and you guys were able to kind of get those down as well, and that kind of get the runs going for you guys and advance you on. But you kind of have to look at your defense. You know, you've been kind of concerned all year with your defense, but I thought the second half was really some of your best 16 minutes of defense, only giving up 11 points.
Yeah, you know, we only gave up 11, but, you know, at times we still gave up dribble drive, you know, because we just kind of bob up and down, really, and we're not in position all the time. But defense was better, you know, but again, they don't have the, you know, the big size that they're going to, you know, force it into the post and make us guard. So our guards did a pretty good job. You know, Jordan was, you know, played really well. He was really mm-hmm. active with his hands in that second half, you know, reading the passes, and was able to get his hands on a couple of those and get some steals. And, you know, the second half, though, is much better as it was than the first half. You know, we get into a situation late in the fourth quarter where, you know, we're up by almost 10 or maybe just a little bit more than 10. But I still think we're coming down and taking shots that we don't really need to, you know, one and two passes. And if they're wide open, you know, it's hard to turn those down. But you kind of have to understand that the game's, you know, the game's kind of ugly, and we need to really work it, because we were able to get layups when we worked for it. And, you know, so we need to understand that.
This mode, it's Survive in Advance. You get to play in the month of March on Thursday, and it's Phillipsburg. They won 63-34 tonight over the Norton Blue Jays, and you know what you're going to get with them. And that's the number one ranked team in 3 and also number one ranked team in sub-state.
Yeah, you know, they're great. They're a great team. They've got kids that have played together for, you know, a while now, and they play really fast. They pressure you. They press you. They get out in transition and get going. So, you know, we're going to have to get back on them in transition. But, you know, I think they're a team that, you know, we've got a shot if we come in with the right mindset and we don't let them speed us up. You know, whether or not they choose to try to take Jordan away, we'll have to, you know, run some things, you know, in the next couple of days to get prepared for that. But they haven't really changed. You know, they're a team that, you know, prides themselves on defense and playing fast, so we're gonna have to be ready for them.
Should be a good one there in Colby on Thursday. You get a neutral opponent, and playing this team before, and you're gonna be playing a new team for the first time in a long time. Is that kind of nice as well?
Yeah, you know, it's good to you know, see a new face. You know, it'll be a test for us to go up there, and you know, but our guys are excited for it, and you know, maybe not the prettiest thing tonight, but at the same time they get to keep playing.
Coach Brian Jantz joining us here post-game. Beavers winning tonight here 48-32. Coach, congratulations on the victory. We'll see you on Thursday.
All right, thanks, Adam.